USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The rush to distribute nearly $350 billion in federal aid from the Small Business Relief Fund has resulted in the government sending billions to areas of the country with relatively few novel coronavirus cases. Businesses in Texas got more PPP loans than any other state, although Texas has the 10th biggest coronavirus disease caseload in the U.S. The owner of Ruth Chris Steakhouses got $20 million from the Small Business Loan Protection, despite having more than 5,000 employees. And construction businesses received the most aid of any industry from the PPP. Neil Barofsky, who oversaw a 2009 stimulus program, commented on CBS about the chances for smaller businesses to get these SBA loans.
Frankly, until all the established bank customers get their loans, they may not even be on the line.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said despite the recent emphasis on the need for more coronavirus testing, it's very important to recognize that more testing does not solve everything. He said the emphasis that we've been hearing is essentially testing, and it's not. It's the kind of things we've been doing. The mitigation strategies are a huge part of that. Fauci, who said he thought there would be enough tests available to control the virus, said just because the testing is not a silver bullet doesn't mean it's unimportant. Some public health officials have said the testing for the coronavirus would have to be at least doubled or tripled to allow for a partial reopening of America's economy. Hawaii Governor David Ige has ordered the state's iconic beaches closed. He said many people are continuing to access the beaches, waters, and trails for social and recreational activities without proper social distancing during the COVID-19 crisis. However, Hawaii will allow people to cross the sand to engage in water sports, including the state's official sport, surfing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It seems as though millennials are now thinking about healthcare insurance because of the pandemic, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
Over half of the 24 to 35-year-old Americans surveyed say they're thinking about their finances as a result of the coronavirus outbreak, and the survey by Saturday Insurance finds 49% of them have been considering long-term health care costs for themselves or their parents, while other respondents admitted that they can't afford the insurance they already have. The insurance companies are offering consumers a break, or a waiver in some cases, that should be explored before canceling a policy. Around 22 million Americans from across the nation have filed unemployment claims since coronavirus lockdown measures took effect in mid-March, and insurance is one of the first costs they stopped paying. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Commissioner Adam Silver said it remains impossible for the NBA to make any decision about whether to resume this season, and it's unclear when that will be possible. But in a clear sign that at least some of the 259 remaining regular season games will not be rescheduled, the league announced it will withhold 25% of player pay, starting with their May 15th checks. Players will be paid in full May 1st. The cutback in salary has been expected for some time in response to the NBA shutdown that started March 11th and has no end in sight. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.